Well, I'll tell you, you talk about fun parts. You know, Houston married. Well, actually, he had three wives. Told you had a dramatic life, and the third wife turned out to be the love of his life, Margaret Houston, a Southern belle from Alabama. She was the daughter of a Baptist minister. She was 26 years younger than Houston. He was 47 and she 21 when they married, and she bore him 8 children, 4 boys and 4 girls. And it bothered her that he had never been baptized. And she just kept working on him. And finally, when he was 61, she kept saying, you need to do this, not just for yourself, but for our children. And so he consented to be baptized. They were living in Independence at the time. And so Independence, of course, in those days, was the home of Baylor University. And the president of Baylor University was also the pastor of the Baptist church there. And so they went to a baptizing hole, Rocky Creek, about a mile and a half or so out of town. It's marked, the place is marked today. And a big crowd was there because the famous Sam Houston was being baptized, and Reverend Burleson baptized him, pulled him up out of the water and said, and now, Brother Sam, your sins are washed away. And Houston, who had led quite a wild life, he said, well, God help the fishes. You know, so he, you wonder, hey, did it take? But in any event, she did have a very good effect on him. Indeed, he had he was a very heavy drinker. Drinking was kind of a sport in early America, and he overdid it, and she toned that down quite a lot, probably lengthened his life.